News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Idalia gaining steam over the waters of the Gulf of Mexico, projected to come ashore as a Category 3 early Wednesday with sustained winds up to 120 miles per hour. On track for Florida's Big Bend region. Robbie Berg at the National Hurricane Center.
That's a very vulnerable area for storm surge, and 8 to 12 feet is above most people's heads. In fact, probably about everybody's heads. So, what we're really urging is that anybody who's in these areas, they need to listen to their local officials if they're told to evacuate. They need to do that because it's just not safe to stay.
Tennessee lawmakers abruptly ended a special session today, initially touted to improve public safety in the wake of a deadly elementary school shooting in March. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Protesters were angry that the GOP-dominant State House refused to consider significant gun control measures. Mary Joyce, the mother of a 9-year-old Covenant School student, said her daughter was too afraid to go to school on Monday.
You know why? Because she was hunted in her third grade classroom. She knows what it feels like to be shot at over and over and over.
Tennessee House Speaker Republican Cameron Sexton defended the GOP efforts.
We thought there were other bills that would be beneficial and that could have helped the Covenant shooting situation in the future. We passed them. Unfortunately, we couldn't get across the finish line with the Senate, and so we'll come back in January.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden's touting the potential cost savings of Medicare's first-ever price negotiations for prescription drugs. They include the blood thinner Eliquis, diabetes treatment Jardiance, and 8 other medications.
I promise you, I'm going to have your back, and I'll never stop fighting for you on this issue.
The Biden administration has weakened regulations protecting wetlands. It says it had no choice after the Supreme Court sharply limited the federal government's jurisdiction. And the Republican presidential field is a little smaller, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez dropping out. This is AP News. A neurosurgeon in Australia plucked a worm from a patient's brain.
I was able to really feel something separate. I took my tweezers or my tumor-holding forceps and I pulled it out and I thought, gosh, what is that?
Surgeon Harry Briar-Bandy was performing a biopsy through a hole in a 64-year-old patient's skull at Canberra Hospital last year.
The worm that we found was happily moving quite vigorously outside of the brain.
The creature was the larva of an Australian native roundworm, not previously known to be a human parasite, more commonly found in carpet pythons. The patient had been admitted to the hospital after experiencing forgetfulness and worsening depression over 3 months. Scans had showed changes in the brain. I'm Charles Zulatesma.
Bandy said her patient regained consciousness after the procedure with no negative consequences. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.